From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Commerce Department says the growth of the U.S. economy is losing steam, the economy expanding at a 1.7% annual pace between April and June. That's less than half the rate seen in the previous quarter. In a separate report out this morning, the Labor Department says first-time claims for unemployment benefits have declined. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what might these numbers indicate?
Craig, I've just spoken with economist Hugh Johnson, and he says there are a number of things here to consider.
I think the first thing is it's important to recognize or to look at what time frame you're looking at, and the gross domestic product numbers are for the second quarter, and it's certainly true that the economy slowed in the second quarter, and it slowed in May, June, and July even further. The jobless claims are much more current numbers. Those are numbers which cover the month of September, and we started to see some improvement in jobless claims in the sense that there are fewer and fewer people each week applying for first-time claims for unemployment insurance. And that indicates that although things were pretty tough in the second quarter, and although they were pretty tough at the beginning of the third quarter, economic conditions and employment conditions are starting to improve.
So that's economist Hugh Johnson of Hugh Johnson Advisors. He says, Craig, if you discount the loss of U.S. census jobs after the census count ended, the private sector is actually adding jobs now, even if the numbers are anemic.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. Foreclosed homes are accounting for a significant portion of homes being sold these days. Danielle Carson reports the realty research firm Realty Track says nearly a fourth of all homes sold in the second quarter had been repossessed by lenders or scheduled for auction.
Realty Track's Rick Sharga expects the numbers to be, quote, off the charts.
We're going to probably close this year with about 3.2 million households having received a foreclosure notice, about 1.2 million bank repossessions. We'll probably break those records in 2011 before the market finally has a chance to settle down.
Other housing data show home prices are bouncing along the bottom nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Actor Tony Curtis is dead. He passed away at his Las Vegas area home last night of cardiac arrest at the age of 85. NPR's Trina Williams takes a look at Curtis's long career.
Curtis started his acting career in theater after a brief stint in the U.S. Navy, but quickly moved on to the big screen and soon became a big Hollywood star. In 1959, he garnered an Oscar nomination for his role in The Defiant Ones alongside Sidney Poitier.
The fella gave me his car and I'd say, thank you, sir. Here, I was doing him a favor, but I had to say thank you, sir. And the louder I said it, the bigger the tip.
And that figures.
That don't figure nothing.
Some of his other classic movies include Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon and Marilyn Monroe, Spartacus with Kirk Douglas, and Sweet Smell of Success with Burt Lancaster. Trina Williams, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. A vital supply route for NATO troops in Afghanistan is closed, shut down by Pakistan's government in an apparent response to an attack by coalition helicopters on a Pakistani security post, an attack that killed three Pakistani troops. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says most Americans see the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq only at arm's length and regard military service as something for other people to do.
Whatever their fond sentiments for men and women in uniform, for most Americans, the wars remain an abstraction, a distant and unpleasant series of news items that do not affect them personally.
Gates speaking there at Duke University. He says this detachment is helping drive up the cost of maintaining an all-volunteer military in the U.S. Gates says the Pentagon is having to spend more money to keep trained troops from leaving the military. The Senate Health and Education Committee holds a hearing today on whether students at for-profit colleges and universities are getting what they pay for in terms of an education. NPR's Larry Abramson reports the panel is looking into evidence that for-profit schools take advantage of their predominantly low and minority students.
At issue is whether federally backed student loans should continue to flow to for-profit schools. The Department of Education says some schools should be cut off if their graduates cannot earn enough to repay their loans. For-profit schools will not be testifying. They made their views known in a series of print ads against any new regulations and by bringing students to Washington for a rally on Wednesday. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Then I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.